This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rishi Sunak looks set to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the country and the Conservative Party needed unity. Johnson had raced home from a holiday in the Caribbean to try to secure the backing of 100 lawmakers to enter Monday's ballot to replace Liz Truss, the woman who succeeded him in September after he was driven out of office over a string of scandals. Johnson said he had secured the backing of 102 lawmakers, but that he had failed to persuade either Sunak or the other contender, Penny Mordaunt, to come together, quote, in the national interest. Johnson's statement likely paves the way for his arch-rival Sunak to become prime minister, possibly as soon as Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The rival Koreas say they've exchanged warning shots along the disputed Western Sea boundary. South Korea's military says its Navy fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship it says violated the sea boundary early Monday. North Korea's military later said it fired 10 rounds of artillery shells as a warning to South Korea in response. There were no reports of clashes between the Koreas. The incident comes amid heightened tensions over North Korea's recent barrage of missile tests. Saudi Arabia's powerful 37-year-old crown prince will not attend an upcoming summit in Algeria after his doctors advised him not to travel. The acknowledgement from the state-run Saudi press agency on Sunday came hours after Algeria's presidency said Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will not be attending because of health reasons, spurring speculation about his condition. Royal doctors advised Prince Mohammed not to fly long distances to avoid the trauma on his middle ear. Much of the focus on the royal family in recent years has been on King Salman's health. Climate protesters threw mashed potatoes at a Claude Monet painting in a German museum Sunday to protest fossil fuel extraction but caused no damage to the artwork, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
We're in a climate catastrophe, says one of the activists from the group Last Generation, which has called on the German government to take drastic action to protect the climate and stop using fossil fuels, tweeted the two activists throwing what it says were mashed potatoes against the glass-covered Monet in Potsdam's Barberini Museum. The activists also glued themselves to the wall below the painting that was part of Monet's Haystacks series. The museum reports the painting was undamaged. This comes after earlier in the month, the British group Just Stop Oil threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers in London's National Gallery. That painting was also covered and undamaged. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's defense chief, recapping our top story, Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine was preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device. A stark claim that was strongly rejected by U.S., Ukrainian, and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian advances. Ukrainian authorities, in turn, have accused the Kremlin of hatching such a plan. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.